Well, again, I've got your answer, Jonah.
City Skylines
What was
2.
The question? I don't even know what the question was at this point.
The question was, how excited are you for the new DLC, and when does Andover return?
Wait, DLC for what?
The financial one that's coming out in, say at 1 a.m.? And when does Andover return?
For Andover... Wait, Andover? I hardly know. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, when does Portland return?
I'm so confused right now. I don't know what you're talking about, Moose.
Yeah. Listen, it was cool. There was it's cool. It had a really nice skyline. Liked it. The harbor. Yeah.
Can I ask you ask you a question now.
All right, Monka asks, let's go.
I poked around on your TikTok the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious.
I haven't looked at that in ages, man. I need to get back on that.
Okay, so that kind of half explained. Already answered some of my questions,
okay.
But I'm gonna ask it anyway.
Yeah.
How has it been going? What is your experience?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. I had a blast. Engagement was cool. It was fun. I just didn't have the time for it. Then because of YouTube just it took too much time.
Okay.
So you know, there's that, right? But yeah, it was just YouTube took too much time, and it's going to take even more time now with the very ambitious ideas I have for YouTube content, which are probably too ambitious for me to pull off, but I don't know if you don't try, right? So, it literally just came down to a time thing. It was fun to do, but it's something that this is going to sound a bit ridiculous saying that, because I'm nowhere near this level, but I probably wouldn't touch TikTok unless I had somebody to help me editing it. It takes too much time for the amount that you got to put out, at least at the for what I want to do for TikTok, and YouTube, as well as launching my first apparel brand.
Yeah.
is just, that's where all my time and energy is right now. So
can I ask a question?
Oh yeah.
the teabagging what? Why? Why? What?
Somebody came into the stream and asked if you can teabag in City Skylines like you can in Halo.
First of all,
so I said, yeah, you
didn't
can.
Didn't know that teabagging was a thing in Halo.
What? It's
so,
like the only
good
thing.
To know.
It's like the biggest thing.
Oh,
what?
Good lord.
It's massive. Like, I think it became popular from Halo. Yeah, COD, but Halo first.
Okay.
No,
I
Jonah.
I don't
sweet, sweet Jonah.
Play those games.
Oh, no, wait, I can't say that because you don't like that word.
I don't play those games, Boost. You know this. I may have some of them, but
yeah, I don't.
I definitely do not have Call of Duty. It just doesn't. It's not an attractive place for me to be. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, for sure, it's, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So you know, that's. Yeah, that's where I've been.
So YouTube's been more of the focus, but then.
Yeah.
But you're talking about focus, like just in general, because I know that, like, have you posted anything on YouTube, like the one that you have?
No,
go ahead.
No, I just, yeah, I don't know. It's in a weird state. Like, I basically kind of found out, I was like, there's this passion that I sort of didn't know I had. I did YouTube. Urbanism for sure. But like I did, well, urbanism, yeah, but not so much that, more so, well, yeah, yes, urbanism, but also yes to filmmaking was something that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I'm not out here making movies, right? I'm shooting YouTube stuff, but that is filmmaking, right? And it's a passion I didn't know I had. But basically what had happened is I had this streaming. Yeah, yeah, exactly. 100%. Oh, 100%. Yeah. But I went out and I shot footage. So I was going to do a video talking about bike lanes and how they suck and they don't, not all of them. You know, I hear the Netherlands people screaming at me, you know, but, North America, right. And how,
wait a minute,
you know,
you're going to make a video about how bike lanes suck.
Yeah. Yeah. And how to make them better. And, so I had this idea, right, and I had started working on it, but it started with, and I was actually in your stream that day. I mentioned that to you. I was like, I'm going to jump out. I'm going to go film some stuff. And so we went out and we shot a bunch of footage for it. And I came back and I started editing it and started getting to work on it. I was like, okay, this is really cool. And then I realized, wait a minute, this is cool because of what it could be, not what it is. And I started to realize like, oh, I'm into making YouTube content, but I'm into making like films. Like I'm into like filming IRL, like going out and doing stuff. And then I realized that YouTube, that I could use YouTube as this way to sort of showcase truly what my passion is and it's and whatnot. So I've got a bunch of stuff ordered so that I can film and go out there, you know, just nothing crazy, just basic stuff, because we'll see how it really goes. And I don't want to invest a whole bunch of money and then just be like, no, it was exciting at the time, but not, it's not actually a passion, right? And so, you know, we'll see how that goes. But I do, yeah, I sort of realized that it could be a way, or like a vessel for me to do more than just urbanism content, but really showcase people's stories, which is the biggest thing for me. It's like, there's a lot of people in this world, a lot of people with stories that go unheard, that I really would love to share and whatnot. And so I started reaching out to people and just sort of seeing like what's out there. I reached out to my cousin, who's an artist, and would love to share his story of you know, how tough it can be as an artist, where art is your main form, and do that. And then just like writing up, like not scripts, but like writing up ideas for these episodes, right? I was absolutely blown out. I was like, this is like, the ideas just started to flow. And I was like, man, I can visualize this shot and this and this. And I was like, damn, this is it. Like I found like, this is the passion. Like this is the thing that I want to pursue as a content creator. And so, yeah, that's basically where I'm at now. I'm just waiting for some things to arrive and then we're going to hit the ground running. And we'll send the YouTube channel. Like I had mentioned to you, I've got, you know,
a new channel though. Not the
exactly.
One.
So the big thing, the other big thing for me as well was just kind of like, I'm sure this will ruffle some feathers, you know, it is what it is. Welcome to this is what podcasts are for, you know,
pretty sure we've already done that a few times. Sure.
It's the most controversial episode. Yeah. No, there's just, somebody had mentioned this and I totally agree with it. There is more City Skylines YouTube content than there is viewers. And what I mean by that is it is absolutely saturated. It's so it is like insanely saturated.
You could say that about a lot of things,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
go ahead.
100%. No, you totally could. You absolutely could. And so obviously it's like I started doing a Let's Play on YouTube. Realized I don't give a damn about Let's Plays. I don't care for playing this game vanilla. I was so just burnt out doing a Let's Play series. I was like, oh, this feels like I'm working retail for Apple again. Let's not do this. And there's like 50 other channels that do Let's Plays that are better content than mine, you know? And as cool as it seemed, I was like, yeah, let's do a City Skylines series. I was like, yeah, what sets me apart? And there really wasn't anything. And I started doing tutorials and basically Let's Play and tutorial content. I have zero passion for. I do not care for making tutorial content. I do not care for making vanilla content. It burnt me out the fastest anything has ever burnt me out. Like I was burnt out 2 weeks in. I was like, yeah, this is not sustainable.
Because basically when you're making content, like, it either needs to be something else that you're bringing to the table that someone else hasn't already done, or, you know, it's first and foremost a passion project and you're just sharing what you have and you kind of don't care if someone's already done it.
Yeah.
So it has to be, like, in my opinion, one of those two things to begin with.
Yeah.
Who knows what it ends up being, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was just the biggest thing. I just, I'm not passionate about it. It's massively oversaturated, and I'm just not, like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I saw it was really cool growth on the YouTube. Like, things were, you know, that was at least exciting to me. I had a video early on, you know, reach above 1,000 views, which was crazy, since the channel at that time only had, like, I think 100 and, maybe even just 100 subscribers or something. Yeah, on YouTube. So that was cool. But I started...
Son of a...
Well, from that, though, I realized... That was basically the turning point for me, where I realized I know exactly why this video did well. It's very obvious, and I can't make content like that anymore. I can't. Like, I just, it feels like I'm selling out, and it's just, I'm being fake. I'm not being me.
Interesting.
And I couldn't do that. Okay. Like, I'd be lying to my audience, you know, making those videos. Like, it doesn't. Yeah, if you check out the video, you'll know exactly why it did well. It's, you know, from the title to what the video discusses.
I'm literally looking for it right now, because...
Yeah, you'll find out. It's
the last that I seen your channel, I don't remember seeing a video that had 1,000 views, but
yeah, I think it's at like 1.1 now. Just cool, that's great. I don't want to make that content. It's not. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one.
Yeah, it should make sense why it did well.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in making that content. I don't care for it.
Also, too, you just said that it's the only one that has 1,000 views on it, so it's not necessarily like a secret of which one it is, because everyone can see that.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, that's not the point of this conversation, but I guess that's just a very good thing to kind of point out, is like, you realized exactly what you needed to do, and you knew who you were and wanted to be, and you were like, yeah, this is not something that I'm going to compromise myself on. There is, I mean, listen, by the way.
Yes.
And I'm just making sure that I'm not muted, because I've been muting myself several times.
Yes, Jonah.
Don't. Let's. You know what? No, because I know that we've already talked about this before, and you have a different opinion on it.
Jonah,
so
hit me with it.
I'm not going to call it selling out. Yeah. I'm going to steer. I've been training myself to steer away, because I think that we use sell out too much.
Yeah, I think so, too.
There are people out there who are doing that exact same thing, and they are perfectly fine with it.
Exactly. You know, and that's perfect for them. Perfect for them.
Yes,
I can't do it. Yes. It's not for me, and it's not
right. And
it's not the audience I'm going for. Like, that's not my reach. You know.
Yeah. So we'll just say that was just something that you were not willing to compromise on.
Yeah, exactly.
Make content on, and you know what? You just that's a good thing, because a good way of getting burnt out quickly is not realizing that, and just feeling like that you have to chase something and you're not realizing that that is not aligning with your, you know, your vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And it's 100%. It's like, I don't know. It just kind of, it took me like going out and like, it's funny because I was just going out filming bike lanes, right? And I was having an absolute blast with it. And I was like, man. Like, this is what I want to do. I want to go out and I want to film stuff, and I want to talk about the stuff that I'm passionate about. But it's more
to film bike lanes.
Well, it's right. That's where it started. And then it was like, there's this whole other thing of like, you know,
so is your new channel going to be called Just Bikes?
Hey,
but I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Please continue your thought.
Jonah, never change, please.
I won't continue.
But no, I've talked about it on stream, and I've shared it with you, but like, kind of the audience that I'm going for and the content that I want to do is like, I want to talk about stuff that's going on. I want to talk about, you know, real, you know, we'll say Canadian, it's real world stuff, but a focus on Canada and the stuff that I know. But like, I want to share people's stories, you know what I mean? And there's like, from things like going to the downtown east side, which we've talked about lots here on stream, but going to the downtown east side and interviewing or giving a platform for people there to share their story on what it's really, really like there, you know, and the struggles that they go through, being on the streets out in the downtown east side, to things like talking to people that live on reservations in Canada and showing really what it's like to live on reservations and the stuff that they go through, you know, every day, right?
Yeah, real.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's stuff like that, yeah.
I don't know, people don't know, but America ain't the only people that got a problem with the indigenous population and doing stuff.
Really,
without bringing the podcast down too much.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's the route that I want to go. And
doesn't excuse what we've done, but my God, we got to do, as a continent, we kind of need to do better.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because like we're like look at so just take a walk around your own apartment, home, wherever you live, both to the viewers and go turn on your tap and you can go grab a glass of clean water, right? And people within our own country don't have access to that. That seems absolutely absurd to me, you know what I mean? Without getting too deep and dark, but that's the stuff that like absolutely fires me up. That's the stuff that like from sunrise to sunset I want to work on or grind and showcase, mm-hmm. and that's the stuff that really, really makes me passionate about, you know, from urbanism content to they go hand in hand to sharing mm-hmm. people's stories and giving people a way to share what they go through.
You know? I know what some people are gonna say about that. They're gonna be like, well, you can't be on one hand not part of the country, but then on the other hand want to get, you know, the benefits of it, not like clean water. To which I'm like, okay, but then you can't also then say just get clean water,
yeah,
but then you do something like take all of the available resources from, say, I don't know, the Colorado River, and then you over allocate them to people other than the indigenous people who were already there first.
Exactly.
Based off of the system
there
of people
first. 100%.
Because your system is based off of people being there first, and so farmers get the vast majority of the water, but the farmers weren't the first people that were there. And then the people that were already there don't get any water, but then you tell them, well, you can just get I can't right now. And then, by the way, don't include Mexico in the conversation at all, into which Mexico gets no water from the Colorado River because it's all dry by the time it gets there, because people want to be you know what.
when I hear you talk passionately like this, I mean, there's many reasons, but when I hear you talk passionately like this, it's it just reminds me that there's you know, this is why I do a podcast for you. There's not really anybody else I could imagine doing a podcast with, but someone that I just share so many passions and frustrations or with, you know. Because I hear you getting fired up like that, and I'm like, I'm right there with you. So
it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Right. Damn right.
And then
it is.
Like, on the I have been to once in my life. I have been to a reservation. In New Mexico, and I'll never forget. Well, I won't talk too much about it because you know, it's just, it's nothing like bad. It's just, I just prefer not to go down that right now. Just the point of it is like more of like when I came back, people were all like, do you have pictures? And I was like, no. And they're like, why don't you have pictures? And I was all like, well, because you're supposed to. I was like, first of all, I was like, it wasn't my place. It was their place. Second of all, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're supposed to ask. And I was all like, and number three, I was like, I wasn't going to ask. I was going to be like, what am I supposed to do? Hi, can I take a picture of you in your like, in your native dress? Because I've never seen, this is just so beautiful. What is this? Oh my God, I'm going to take a picture of you. As if like there's some sort of like circus animal.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a person who, like, no, I'm not going to like take photos next to people like that. I went and I took it in. And I learned, and I conversated, and I also patronized. We bought. My specific thing is, I was like, make sure that we buy stuff.
Yeah.
From here, because like
exactly
like you know.
Actually, you're bringing up like such a good point. Yes, support them in any way you can, whether that's like art, creations, like support. And it's not just like, oh yeah, go buy local. No, it's like, you know. Support, because the money truly, you know, like if you go to for example, the Christmas market that we were going to go to today, but then I didn't think we were recording the podcast, so we do the podcast instead. We're gonna go next weekend, is to a indigenous Christmas market where it's like all made stuff that they make and
wait a minute, you didn't go to the Christmas market?
No, because we got the podcast to do, so
should have told
Jonah.
I knew that you were going this weekend, but I thought that you were going to work it around.
Well, here's the thing.
I thought you had already gone. I thought that what I said.
No, Jonah.
Okay.
You're fine.
I thought you were just going to I thought you were just going to tell Kick Rocks, I'm going to the Christmas.
Oh,
I knew you were supposed to be going. I just didn't think you were supposed to be going now.
It's all good. It's all good.
Imagine the 2 hours that I picked to go. You're like, oh, we're all supposed to go to the Holiday Market, but I guess not.
No, here's the thing. I just assumed. It's my bad. I assumed. No, I just assumed that you'd be.
Would you like to go to the Holiday Market right now? Should we just end this?
No, we're going next weekend. It's all good. So. Don't worry, it's fine.
Okay, but the thing is we normally record on the weekend, so we'll still have to figure it out for the next week.
Oh yeah, exactly. No, I kind of figured like I'll be more like on top of it. I can go either Saturday or Sunday, right? Like it's more fine.
I'll be on fine. More top of it too.
No, Jonah, anyway, you've been whatever. Sick. It's it's fine.
Whatever. It's nah. So why did we talk about that? We talked about that because, that's the kind of content that Moose wants
sorry,
to
I,
put
I
on
didn't
his
mean to
YouTube
go on,
channel.
On such a
No. It's I wanted to make sure that no. Don't worry, it's fine. That's literally the point of podcasts, is to get off topic, because it's never really off topic. It's just not the topic that you were expecting to cover, but it's still on topic. It's just like a subtopic of a bigger topic.
Yeah,
and
the cool thing about doing this, actually, I've never really shared this. I've noticed this in stream now as well, and maybe it results in me losing followers. I haven't seen that. I'm just hypothesizing right now. Maybe it results in it is. I've never shared this. I'll just share it now. But the podcast has actually massively increased my own sort of I don't know if courage is the right word, but like confidence, maybe, in the sense that like I feel more willing to share things that I'm passionate, regardless of how they may be seen. Oftentimes, what I would do is like, even if it's a passion point, you know, talking about whatever it may be, talking about, you know, real world events or whatever, or avoiding it because it's political. Oh no, let's not go down there. And not saying that the stuff that we've talked about is, you know, too overtly political. Cities are political by nature, though. So, you know, there's that. And we're playing a city building.
Cities
game.
Are political.
Yeah.
And also land back.
Exactly.
And also...
Right. And so it's like things like this that I'm passionate that I would keep inside because I was worried about scaring people off.
To me, it's common sense.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that I realized too is that like what you had, we mentioned in the last episode, I don't know if this was included, the stuff that got cut off there. It's been a very, it's been a week for me. but the, what's I going to say? Oh, the, no, that was at the start of the episode, right? When we did the Spotify Wrapped. just Spotify Wrapped at the start of the episode, right? If I remember correctly.
We did. It was at the very beginning. Yeah. And then what got cut off was like all the
Right. It was right after Yeah. I got
all
it.
Other stuff after that.
On the Spotify Wrapped, seeing how wide just from, you know, the podcast, which is still very new, right? It's still growing. Seeing how wide of audience we reached, and what I mean is like how many different people in different countries we reached, made me realize that like
so
I can
wide.
Well, I can see it, and I'm sure you see in your own stream, like people come in and be like, hey, I'm from this part of the world, or you know, because you've talked to them and they're a member of your community, is they live in a different part of the world and they may have no idea about the stuff that's going on. Like somebody who lives in Germany may have no idea about, you know, how truly terrible reservations are in Canada, or they might not know about A, B, C, and D, right? And by not being afraid to voice my stance and the things that I'm passionate about that I believe truly need a light shone on them, it can reach people, and who knows what that does, right? Who knows what that does, but it's better than doing nothing and just stewing over it, complaining, you know what I mean? And not doing anything. So if, you know, sharing on it, this podcast has really given me the courage to just be like, you know what? I am who I am. Here's what I'm passionate about. You don't like it and you choose to unfollow, so be it, you know?
and the YouTube channel, which is why you're doing
exactly.
The YouTube channel, because that's where the passions were, and I totally support that, and that's kind of where it needs to be, I guess, or something. What am I trying to say?
Anyways, rant. I'm sorry, that was a massive. That became more ranty than I expected it to be, but you know, or not ranty, but just drawn out. You know,
I will say that, I did not find the same sort of, spark on YouTube. I've kind of come to the same realization, but it was not like something that was new to me. It was like I already knew this, that there was like an oversaturation of content. I was just like, you know, like maybe mine will resonate a little bit differently. It's, I don't know, it's like maybe it'll hit different. It's like, who knows? Maybe it's, I'll be like the next, this isn't what it's going to sound like, but like the new thing, but more of like a, now that I'm new and I'm there, like, you know, maybe people will kind of see a fresh new lens or something. I'm really explaining that very differently. I'm not trying to say that I was trying to be like the hot new thing is what I'm trying to say. Like, that's not what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'll give, like, you know, I haven't really put a whole lot into YouTube.
The hot new thing in my eyes, you know?
All right. Okay.
Something happened on YouTube. Hit me with it. What happened? I saw something. I don't know. Something about Portland. I don't know if it was a one-to-one or what happened, but yeah. What did I see on YouTube?
You know
what happened
on YouTube?
Yes.
You know what happened on YouTube?
Hit me with it.
Nothing. Literally nothing. I dropped some stuff on YouTube and just...
Jonah!
Just nothing. Just nothing.
What? Happened it's like, on YouTube,
like crickets. No, that's what I'm getting at.
Jonah, what did you release on YouTube? Please share with everybody.
I'm just talking about like YouTube in general.
Ah, okay. So I'm talking about this super cool video that my super cool friend released on online.
What video?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you talking?
All right, I'm gonna pull up the page here.
Please pull, because I do not know what you're talking about.
Wait, did I miss?
Because I've released a few videos on YouTube.
Oh wait, I thought you dropped. Was it just a short? It was just a short. Okay, I thought it was. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I saw something new that you released online, but it was a short.
You're saying a video.
It was a video.
And I'm like,
I haven't had a chance to check it out
yet. I didn't release it in videos. I'm like, okay, so you know what, though? Sort of getting to my point. Yeah, I released a short on YouTube.
Yes.
You know what's funny? As I also released the same one on TikTok. In fact, the one that I released on YouTube was just the one from TikTok, but copied over the YouTube shorts. And I fully, fully recognize that part of the reason why that it didn't get as much traction on YouTube as it did on TikTok is because of the fact that it was a TikTok. And maybe people who were on YouTube singer just like, this mother, just, he just copied. Really? I'm not going to look at this. There might be a certain section of people that will do that. I get that. I feel that. But still, though. But still, though. On YouTube, it was like 38 people saw it. No one liked it. It's fine.
No one liked it? Check again.
Okay, one person liked it, and it was Moose who did it just now because I said that. So that still doesn't count. Do you like on TikTok? It was not that. It was very much not that.
Yeah.
It was way different.
But
it was very much different. Also, too.
Yeah.
It's also a different
TikTok is
it.
Yeah.
It is. So
and
like
better for analytics and stuff in my experience. But that seems to be everybody's experience, like for the most part. Just seems like, I don't know, there's just like a wider, not all the time, but it just seems wider. Like I haven't had any like crazy success or anything on TikTok, but they're just like, I had created an account, I think maybe 5 people followed me at the time, sent one out, and had like way more numbers rolling in than that, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Compared to YouTube,
on TikTok,
right,
so. Don't follow people unless if there's something that gets them to follow, like, you know, it if you're following something, for me personally, I don't know how you feel, but for me, I'm following a person, not content.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm similar. Yeah,
and so even if I, and it's weird, even if I like the content, I'm not following it because I like the content, I'm following it because I like the person. So if there's no person attached to the content, then that's the reason why maybe that there's no followers from it. Because like, I didn't get any followers from the post that I put on TikTok, but I got a lot of views, like a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to sound ungrateful because it's not that I'm ungrateful. It's just more of like an observation.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if this is because of the scale and because of the attention. Like maybe 1,000 views on TikTok is like 10 views on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it's still
No.
It's still
you did amazing on TikTok.
Okay.
You did absolutely amazing. Be proud of yourself. So, you know.
Anyway. I guess this is my really weird way of saying that I've posted stuff on TikTok.
Yes.
So feel free to follow me on TikTok now. And then
What's the plug that tag? Plug that username.
Jonah _.
Beauty.
That's it. This the Jonah _.
This other account
that
I saw,
Jonah
D. Oh, Discord.
No, that's Reddit. That's Reddit. Which Reddit is still Reddit. I posted some stuff on Reddit too, and it's you know, it's getting its views.
Reddit?
I am more, no. Actually, it's I have been very surprised by the engagement that both have gotten.
All right.
And what I mean by that is like the people comment. I was very scared. I was very scared to look at the comments on TikTok. I was like, what am I getting myself into? And then it turned out that it was fine. Like people were just, you know, just saying stuff like, oh, this, I don't know, but you can go look at the comments if you want. I don't want to read them out loud, but
oh no, I did already upload this. Look at that,
funny.
Look at me being a good co-host.
It was funny. No one really saying anything. One person was like, oh, the rendering is not that great. And then I was like, no, you're right, the rendering is not that great. Actually, you know, it's funny. one person on Reddit said that, and one person on TikTok said that, and I was like, okay. I was like, so now it's got, that's good. It's feedback. So now it's got me thinking, how do I do this differently next time? If there's anything that I can do in City Skylines where I can record a video and have it not like render in stuff as you're passing over things. Because this is the kind of thing that I, so this, getting back to what I was saying before, like this is how I was trying to tie this all in, Boost. I'm getting to a point. Remember how I was saying before, like with you, with your content,
yeah,
that you weren't compromising, and you're like, okay, like you're not compromising as in you're not selling out,
yeah,
and it's not really like you're going after a passion. It's like you're going after passion, but at the same time, it still needs to produce results too, right?
Exactly. That's the, yeah.
For me, it's purely, it's mostly passion. It's like, in the sense of, I know that there's probably already this kind of content out there, but I'm putting it out there anyway because I like it. And so that's what's been really cool, is seeing other people, however small that it is, it's not that many likes, it's not that many comments, but there are people who are just like, I like this, or like, oh, this is cool. It was actually someone on Reddit who said, no, actually, I have to well, read it specifically.
I wanted to make sure that I had uploaded it.
Comments are hilarious. Yeah, the comment that I got on one of the one on Reddit was hilarious, because, and I have to read it out specifically,
yeah,
because
if
I don't, it's going to sound like that they were being rude, but they weren't. What they said is, I absolutely hate it, which means it is really well done, realistic US suburbs. So great job.
Yeah, that was super good.
And I was like, yeah,
accurate.
I was like, okay. I was like, so you get it. It's like, I'm not saying in any way that this is how we should be building cities. This is just how I want to build the city.
Exactly.
And I want to try and do as good of a job as possible without going overboard.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
Exactly.
And maybe other people will like it too.
Yeah.
A little kick out of it.
Yep. Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, look at the comments, right? Clearly, you nailed that part. Because none of the comments, like, those are super good comments. Like, nobody, you know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. It's awesome to see.
But also too, Moose.
Yes.
Because I was looking for stuff from you, mm-hmm, and I didn't really see anything. Oh, okay. Now I see something, of course, from 11 days ago. I didn't see it before. Because I was going to ask you if you were still posting on Reddit, because I knew that you liked it.
Yeah. I'm just very picky on what I post, and so I have to be. Sometimes it'll take a while if I've started a new project. So I'm very picky on what I post. Yeah. I learned recently to, and not all of them work. It's got to be a certain kind of one. I'm starting to figure out what does well on Reddit, and it's memes. And so I've started to have given up on posting not meme content on Reddit. If you check like the last few posts, all of them, yeah, maybe the picture might not be a meme, but the title is. And I'm starting to figure out what memes do well. And basically anything that memes chirpy, you meme chirpy, that seems to be the way to go.
Because everyone hates chirpy. So
yeah. So if I meme chirpy, it seems to be the way to go. And I forgot to share this, but you can call this hashtag weird flex. I forgot to share this with you. You can cut this from the episode if you want or anything like that. But did you see the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally leaving it in.
Post that I tweeted. I've given up trying to catch up on the comments, because I just threw it out here thinking that like close people would see it, that like follow me on Twitter and would, you know,
share
their thoughts. So it's not nothing crazy or anything like that, but I've given up being able to reply to everybody on it. It had 209 likes, 15 like retweet quote tweets, and 149 comments.
Jesus, that's a lot of, that's a very high comment to like ratio, let me just say.
I tried to keep up. If you look at them, you can see me replying. I lost control.
Where?
I lost.
Give link. I need link.
Yeah, here, link.
I want to see it because I didn't see it.
Where is it here? Boom. Discord. Share with. Boom. There you go. There's a link to it. So listen, if you're out there and you saw that tweet and you replied, thank you so much for the poll reply. I have read all the replies, but I have not been able to keep up.
Oh. Yeah, if you play City Skylines, what was it that got you into the city building genre? Here's the thing. I did see that.
Oh.
But you know what I only saw?
Yeah.
Was the 7 retweets. And in my mind, I was thinking that was 7 likes. Mm, I did not look over and see the 209 likes. And I didn't see that people were responding. Good Lord, you're right. That's a big old thread.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be, you know, I said the same thing when I started streaming. I was like, I'm going to read every chat message. You know, I'm not going to be like those other streamers. Sometimes
you should have did. You should have did a reply tweet to it. It says, while I got your attention, why don't you check out my Twitch stream?
Let's go! Oh my god, yeah, imagine.
Like, it seems like all viral tweets do now. It's just like, well, why do I have your attention? Why don't you donate to her? Why don't I have your attention? Why don't you... It's like, oh my god, okay.
So what I've been up to over on Twitter. Listen, Twitter's still a vibe, man. Listen, until Twitter officially gone, and everybody switched to anything else, I'm just riding in the background. Just riding, doing my usual thing. Nothing's changed. I'm that same moose. Anyways.
So, I guess, then Twitter be living?
Look at that post. Hey, Twitter be living. This is what I'm saying. I personally haven't noticed a dip. Like, I know people are talking like, oh, everybody's moved over here. If they're gone, they're gone. Like, are we checking out? I haven't.
It depends on who you follow.
Yeah,
it depends.
Like, I just, so again, for me personally, right? Like you're saying, it could be different. I haven't, like, honestly, kind of the rate, other than that, like, that one tweet blew up way more. And I kind of get it with the way the question's phrased. I didn't plan on it being like that. I kind of thought it would be like.
You didn't even tag City Skylines. I don't know how that. Maybe it's because of the people that follow you.
And then
the people that follow them saw it. And so then they.
Like, I literally was just like. I threw it out there because I was like, man, I don't know what it was. Somebody said something in like a stream and I was like, huh, that's cool. Yeah, I wonder what like the people, you know, who usually interact with me on Twitter, right? I wonder how they got into cities. It's just like, I was just kind of interested in you, the people, you know, and what got you into it. And then, and came what it became.
Campaign promise. Moose cares and it shows.
Coming for that prime minister seat, baby. We taking over Canada, baby. Urban theories for prime minister. Let's go, baby.
Moose cares and it shows.
Yeah, and I got Jonah to write jingles for me. It's perfect. Good. But on that ridiculous note, I think we should start wrapping things up because it's gonna be a thick episode. Also, Jonah, you're still sick. I was just about to say, Jonah, you're still thick. I mean, sick. And
Before we go, if you have some time.
No, let's keep going. I'm having a vibe. I'm just like, I'm thinking about you. You need rest.
I'm actually hungry more than anything. But I'm trying to wait until my groceries are delivered, which should be like any moment now. I want to wait because I want to eat something from that as opposed to ordering out again for like the 90th time this week. But just before we go though, so I must say there's a couple of things that I have realized this week that I think need to be out there. One of them I'd like to get your, both of them I want to get your reaction on it, at least opinion or whatever.
Sure.
Number one. So, I guess it's not a big secret anymore. Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't really need to be a secret or whatever. I'm not on Mac anymore. I still have a Mac, but as far as the Mac Studio is being sent up the river. And by that, I mean, I've sold it because I'm not going to be using it for gaming anymore.
It's wild.
When I moved to it, I was all about workflow.
Yeah.
And what I realized is sure the I was compromising my greater workflow, which was actually for content creation, based off of what I was using to create the content.
Right.
More
okay.
Not the Mac Studio, but the programs, which is Final Cut and blah. If Final Cut and Logic Pro were on Windows, it'd be a wrap. Like, I wouldn't even care. But they're not. They're only on Mac OS. And while I still would prefer to, well, until I used Adobe, but I would prefer to use those. Like, it just wasn't really working out. And also, too, like, you know, the main one of the main thing that I also was using, which was the content itself, which was City Skylines, which was very heavily still very much the thing that I based my content off of.
Yeah.
Just in Portland and in any big city just became unbearably unusable. Like, it was just so slow. And to record one video, because I have to do that in Windows too, by the way, is I have to slow everything down to the slowest setting and then record it and speed it up later on. I still have to do that in Windows. But the thing is in Mac, it was just so much slower. Like, it took an hour to record like a few minute video. And I was like, okay, well, this obviously isn't going to work. And so I was like, okay, well, why are we here again? It's because of Final Cut. Okay, well, there's literally other software out there that I could use. Like, I don't have to use Final Cut. It's just what I know. I was like, I guess I'm just going to have to learn something else. And so when I went back to PC, which we won't go into details about that because it's neither here nor there. the first thing that I tried learning, or really relearning, is Adobe Premiere.
That was
on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I started to relearn Adobe Premiere, or Thursday. I can't remember what day it was. The very next day, I was over it because it was so. I don't know if you've experienced this, Moose. I don't know what you're using to do video editing, and what anyone else listening to this is doing video editing. I'm actually going to put this as a question for the podcast on Spotify.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on Spotify, please answer that poll for this particular episode, episode 24, of what software do you use? There might be a way for you to answer like more, and like if you can say why, then do that. But like, I don't know. But at the very least, what did you use? Because I'm curious.
Yeah.
I do not remember Premiere being this cantankerous and temperamental and buggy and crashy. But I couldn't edit a video. That's how bad it was. I couldn't even use it.
Oh, dang.
First of all, you can't use GPU acceleration for playback because it's OpenGL, and that is something that, I don't know, doesn't work anymore. And so you have to use software. So then if I'm, and the software is slower than GPU, so if I'm trying to scrub at 87,000 miles per second, you know, looking at a live thing to see what I'm trying to edit because I have high-end software to do that, but I can't do that, then why? Number one. Number two, and I'm pretty sure someone's going to say, oh, you need to create proxies. Okay, I'm not, listen. Like, I shouldn't have to create proxies just to get it to work.
Yeah,
I should be creating it to make it better. And I couldn't even get it to work. And then number two, in the one video that I could actually get edit out of, like, at that one time, when I reloaded it the next day, everything was already broken. Like, everyone has probably seen, like, the media offline thing, but I couldn't get the media to come back online. I couldn't. And I was just kind of like, okay, cool. Well, so then what else is out there? Because I was like, people keep telling me about DaVinci Resolve. Even people were telling me this when I was on Mac. You should try DaVinci Resolve. And I was like, oh, last time I tried it, it was locked down and it was watermarked. I don't know what DaVinci Resolve I was trying to use the first time that I was trying to use it a couple years ago, but it is not like that anymore. It is a fully, the free one is good enough. Like, for what I'm trying to do, it's good enough. It's the full thing there. I mean, I get that there's like things that you can, like, I will probably invest in the full version, which is only $300, which is not that much for if you consider like a lot of other stuff.
Is that for ever?
Yep. It's It's a one-time $300.
Okay.
And you can own the full version of it.
Yeah.
Which the main thing that I would get out of that is the GPU. You can do more things with GPU with it. Like,
gotcha.
If you have more than one GPU, you can tell it which one you wanted to use and kind of a thing. Which isn't a thing for me right now, but it might be in the future. But anyway. Anyway, the point is in the time that it took me to troubleshoot Premiere to do one video, I've done three in DaVinci Resolve, and I've never used DaVinci Resolve before.
Interesting.
And I haven't fully learned it yet. I've only gone online on YouTube and watched maybe the first few minutes of beginner tutorials to try to get an idea of, like, okay, well, I just want to do a TikTok. How do I do vertical? I just want to take this. And okay, where is the speed at? Like, okay, me finding out how to speed it up was me just clicking around and figuring it out. And I was like, ooh, I found the speed. Cool. Let me just speed up the video. It's because, like, I don't really want to do anything else. It's like, okay, like, it's just, I don't know. So my question at this point for you, Moose, is what do you use and why?
Yeah, I only use DaVinci Resolve. No, I use Adobe Premiere and I absolutely love it.
Okay. Really?
I have not had any of those issues with it.
So then, is this an AMD GPU thing?
Because
I've only ever used it on an AMD GPU.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's it.
Like none. Like, I've had zero issues with it. If anything, the issues I've had are chalking up to user error, right? Being new at it. You know what? This is going to sound interesting to you, and I'm going to bring this up because of you and your experience with, Apple products. So I use Premiere Pro because for me, the only time that I've shot video before was shooting skateboarding videos back in when I still lived in Kamloops before moving out to Vancouver. And I would use a Apple computer at the time. So that was what's Apple's again? Is that Final Cut? Final Cut, right? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So I was using Final Cut then. This is again many, many years ago, right? And to me, even with that time, that separation from doing those videos on Final Cut and it not being Adobe Premiere, it felt natural to me hopping into Premiere. Like day one, I was getting, like, it was just flowing. Like everything was flowing, and I wasn't even, like, you know, staring at YouTube, watching YouTube tutorials. I was just in there hands on doing it. Like, I had never stopped doing skateboarding videos, you know? And to me, that's a huge thing is the UI and the interface, right? It's part of the reason why I love Firebot for streaming so much is that incredibly easy to use UI.
Mm.
And so, so I just instantly was like, yep, this is it for me. I love Adobe. It's been super easy. And even with some of the technical stuff, I started learning a lot of cool things and those also came naturally. And it just sort of was like, yep, that's going to be the route for me. But that being said, I have heard many, many good things about DaVinci as well, too. So.
Okay.
Adobe Premiere for me. Yeah.
And you've never used DaVinci.
I loaded up once because DaVinci is at least you can do it free when you load it up, right? That's the one that you can sort of use free.
You can completely use it free
for the most part.
I shouldn't say completely.
Yeah.
The free version is like 90% to 98% of what most people would use, like for us, like what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like most of the way there. Like, it's basically a full featured editor.
So then that's the one that was recommended to me at first over Premiere when I was like sort of reaching out to people that did these guys' YouTube content. We're like, yeah, just use this. This is what I use, right? Loaded it up, and for me, your experience on Premiere was my experience on DaVinci minus the crashes. It wasn't stuff like that. It was just more like, okay, I'm not vibing this. This is not, like, no, thank you.
No. That's fair. That's fair. It would be interesting if you experienced the crashes.
No crashing. No.
If the reason it's a good thing that we have choice because people operate differently.
Exactly.
And
totally agree.
They at the end of the day get the same thing done, or at least you could probably get most of what you get done.
Yeah.
In them.
Oh, 100% 100%.
But, like, you know, you know, it's $300. Final Cut Pro is $400.
Yeah.
And Adobe Premiere is, you know, it does it. It's not hard to calculate, but it's like that is an ongoing cost, right? That in a year,
yeah, I hate that part. I hate it so much.
Like, I don't know. I hate that methodology
that they're using for it.
Exactly.
Hate that.
If you do the all Adobe plan where you get like everything, because you're probably gonna need, you know, by the time you piecemeal your Adobe way up, you might as well just get the all app plan, which is $60 a month, American. You're talking about $720 a year.
Please, please don't share
everything
all
together. So that's the thing. It's like it's broken up in a way where it's like you can't see that unless you work that out.
But it's only $68 a month, so it's fine. It's only $60. It's like that's just a few bottles of coffee, right? Well, Vancouver coffee.
Exactly. So it's like you don't see it.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's for me, like, even like, I guess you have to compare the full featured one to Adobe Premiere, because Adobe Premiere is full featured. I don't know what the features look like between them, you know, full versus full, and like, are there any plugins that you need to get with one or the other? I will say that one of the things that I found that I didn't have for Final Cut is Compressor, which is a plugin which a lot of people say that you need, which is like another $50 on top of the $400 at the spend. Me personally, I spent $0 on Final Cut because I got it when I worked for Apple, and I still have that account.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. You didn't.
I got
it's just one of the benefits that you get. I don't know if you still get the benefit, but it was at the time, which is when you worked for them, there was like this internal store that you would go to and you could get apps from, and you just add them to your personal account. I'm just mad that I added them to an account that I don't want anymore. it was a long story, but it was an account that I made at the time, and then I actually use my original account now, and I want to actually delete this account, but you can't transfer purchases, so I'd have to rebuy Final Cut and Logic Pro. Although I get this point, like, I don't know, like, so while Premiere Pro was absolutely terrible, Adobe, what's it called? Audition.
Oh, Audition. Sorry.
Yeah, Adobe Audition is great. I actually prefer it over Logic Pro, at least as far as editing this podcast.
Right. Right.
Music creation, I don't know. I don't know as much music creation you can do in Audition. And that you can do music in it, but like Logic Pro will let you do music from scratch.
Right.
Not a lot of other DAWs do that. Like, it's more of like you have an instrument, you play it, and then you put the sound together. That's what a lot of DAWs are. DAW, DAW, which is Digital Audio Workstation. I think that's what that stands for, which is like your Logic Pro. Yeah.
I know, you know.
Cakewalks, your stuff like that.
Yeah,
loops.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Audition is good for that, but at the very least for editing this podcast, I much prefer it way over Logic Pro.
Right. The one time
that I used it to edit the one episode of this podcast, which is the last one, I was like, oh, okay, I was wrong. No, I was wrong. No, Logic Pro was not the best thing for this.
Yep.
The other reasons why that I went to the Mac 2 is because I was afraid about the timing, because I was like, if I'm going to do stuff like we're doing right now, which is the two different audio and then syncing them up, I thought that like Macs have always been used for musical artists because of their like timing.
Yep.
But I haven't found that to be a problem with this. And in fact, it's not that I had a problem with timings on the Mac, but I had a problem with live audio monitoring. So like listening to audio that you're simultaneously recording. There's like limits in the way that they design Macs, where it's like it's like if you're trying to do everything all at once, you can tell that there are like things that it's trying to like compromise on.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like. You wouldn't have known that unless you tried it. There was also some things that I thought that maybe were the cause of me not using an actual Mac or maybe using a MacBook. And I thought that the Mac Studio, because it was a desktop computer, would solve. No, it's just a Mac OS issue.
But I thought Apple said that Mac OS is flawless.
I don't even think that even Apple hasn't even said that. They just say that it's the greatest Mac they've ever made. That doesn't mean that it's flawless. It just means that it's the best one they've ever made. Of course it's the best you've ever made. It's anytime you make something, if it's not the best you've ever made, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You don't make something worse. Although I guess, I don't know, maybe sometimes you do.
Hey.
Yeah,
sometimes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, you know, I guess my final verdict on the Mac Studio is
it's really
good at the if you think about the power that it uses, it's actually kind of insane, because it doesn't use that much power, and it does all that while being quiet and sitting on your desk and being super small and all that stuff. But for what I do, I thought it was going to be better, and it's not. At least not for what I do, but maybe someone else out there might.
Yeah, might, based on usage, right? So it might for somebody else. So.
Exactly. Maybe it'll be different for you.
Golden thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I am in no way gonna, you know, be like, sir, Apple isn't great, and like PCs are better, and like Team Red or Team Green and Team Blue and team. I'm not on any team except the team that gets the job done for me, boo boo. So, like, if there is a way that I can, exactly. If that's why I was like, you know, maybe this will be better, because I'm having the same problems on this computer that I was having before on the other computer, which is why I was wondering. If you were having problems with Premiere, remember how, like, wait, were you there when I was streaming last weekend when it shut off in the middle of stream, did you come in after that?
Yeah, no, I came in just after it, but I got caught up on it, on what was happening. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I just,
that's still a thing. And the reason is still AMD software, which, so basically, in a nutshell, if AMD's Adrenalin software is installed and I am gaming in City Skylines, at some point, the computer will just shut off. It won't shut down. It'll restart. It'll restart. And the only way to fix it is to uninstall the software. It's not a driver issue, because if I uninstall Adrenalin and then reinstall the same driver that came with it without the software, it's fine. And if I don't play City Skylines, it's fine. And that's still a problem. And I have the same kind of GPU that I had last time, which is 6900 XT, except this is their reference version as opposed to the one that I had before was a power color one. It's still a 6900 XT. It's just a different one. Still does the same thing. And it's not a 6900 XT issue, because before that I had a Radeon 7. Actually, I had two Radeon 7s, and it did the same thing on those two.
Well,
actually, you know what? It was a little bit different on that one. It would only do it if it was overclocked. That was the difference on the Radeon 7. If it was only if it was overclocked. If it wasn't overclocked, then it wouldn't do it. Now it does.
All right.
If the software is installed. Right. I can't have the software installed.
Right.
So if anyone out there knows why that might be the case, maybe like holler at your boy, the Jonah, and let me know. Maybe there's a setting in the Adrenalin software that I need to set or unset. It is there was something out there about multi-display overlay or something that you have to right. disable. I tried that and it's not that. So it's something else. So anyway. So yeah, I've had a week too, Moose. Well, I've also had a week. Some of it's somewhat self-inflicted, but not completely.
Well, you know, starting tomorrow, it's a new week. Yeah, run it back.
And starting in a couple of weeks, it's a new year.
Yeah, let's... Next topic.
3 weeks.
That's wild, man. That's absolutely wild, dude. It still feels like I'd be chilling in summer, but it ain't summer.
We're getting there.
You know what I mean? It ain't summer, Jonah.
We have this week and next week, and then it's Christmas.
Bro,
and then
what?
After that, it's New Year's.
Stop. Stop.
I wish I could. I wish I could.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Anyways, you remember when you were a kid and like New Year's used to be a vibe? Yeah.
Yes. This whole end of the year used to be a vibe. It would be Christmas and New Year's,
like,
and there was this
time.
Whole feeling.
Okay,
it was the
but
best
I need
time
to
of year.
Preface this. I actually do. I'm not sure what you feel on it. I actually absolutely love Christmas. I love the holidays. It's like my favorite time of year. I love winter. I love the cold. I very much so dislike summer. Not a big fan of it. Too hot. Give me that cold, you know? That being said, New Year's now is more painful each year. So anyways.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just mean,
way?
Like, you know, you're getting older, right? It's like, I miss, you know, I miss being young, Jonah. I miss being
Moose.
Young. I'm an old man now, you know?
You're literally a baby.
What?
You're literally like...
I'm an old man, yo. My
don't
body aches. I got all these aches and pains, you know, I'm an old man.
Don't gaslight the audience.
Oh my god. Yeah.
By the way, I do agree. Gaslight has been said way too many times this year. Can we find another word? Can we?
Listen,
we
don't use it if it's happening. If it's happening, use it. It is what it is. But
although I guess one could argue the reason why it's been overused is because people have been overdoing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
People be like, "Why? Well, I'll stop using it if you stop gaslighting." It's like, okay, all right, here.
Yeah. So I think that's it's a good spot, eh? Wrap things up, tie them with a bow.
You got nothing to say on that. You got nothing. Now you're the one wanting to wrap up the podcast.
Well,
what are we gonna do for our holiday episode?
I don't know. I'll reach out to some people. I'll reach out to my buddy Joe, you might know him. Last name's Biden. I'll reach out and see how he's doing. Get some cool people
what?
On the show. And
no.
Okay.
Okay. Hot take? No, I do not want him on this show.
Well, yeah, I'll move some things around and see what
absolutely
I can do.
Not.
And
that's just that's all I'll say there.
So, anyways, no clue, but I'm sure we'll come up with something when we brainstorm it. I don't know, but I thought what would be fun, and then I suddenly realized that maybe it couldn't, like, because, you know, everybody gets offended these days. What I thought, so, yeah. No, basically what I thought could be fun is, you know, doing a, look at, like, an awards, you know, an awards. But then I realized, I was like, everybody treats it like, oh, if I don't get an award, I'm not important. It's like, yeah, dude, that's not, what? No, that doesn't, no.
Well,
but I thought it could be fun to be like, you know, like, Yeah, City Skylines. Like, I watch a lot of these, you know, these. So I watch a lot of like music's a huge passion of mine, right? And I watch a lot of these music channels where it's like album of the year, song of the year, you know what I mean? And I just think it's cool. I think it's fun, right? And I thought it could be fun for us to do that. But like for City Skylines, you know? So.
Well, we could, you know what? I like this idea. We could totally do an award thing, like an award show.
Yeah, yeah, just something,
we just have to think
fun,
about.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. We can just keep it fun. I like that.
Yeah.
We
so.
Could do. Oh, Lord. My voice is.
Hey.
Is, It's going.
I mean, I'm surprised. Like, I'm looking at how long we've been going. I'm like, Jonah. Round of applause.
It's going.
Why are you streaming today? We're pretty. Jonah, I'm looking at the time here, and I'm like, I remember you'd be like, I can't do the 4-hour stream. Hey, one more hour, and you've done a 4-hour stream.
Right. But then that would have been, then I would have to get off of that and then do this.
Yeah.
And you see my voice is going out now.
We should just send a live episode, right? No. There you go. Do both in one, right?
Well,
stream
actually, so.
Oh.
But.
Oh.
We're throwing hard.
Oh.
Because.
Hard and throwing. I'm in. You've sold me.
We're hard and we're throwing. Yes. Because.
Sounds like me every stream, you know?
Oh my God. We haven't announced.
Yeah, right. Let's do
it. Should announce that.
Take it away.
We should announce it.
Jonah, hit me with it. What's the announcement?
No, you announce it. We don't know when.
The announcement. Yes?
But you know what it is.
Well, am I thinking, watch it be wrong. Are we talking about, Jonah, why don't you announce it just in case I'm thinking of the wrong thing? Just announce it. Take it away.
No, you would not know. I want to see what you're going to say.
Urban Theories is coming to a new platform. Is that the right route? Am I heading in the right direction? Is that not
you've already said it, so I guess we have to go that way. Go ahead.
Is the announcement not that we're branching out to YouTube?
No, that was totally the announcement.
That was? Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Yes.
YouTube, baby, we're coming for you because, hey, you know what? Hey, that's where podcasts be, and we podcast, so we best be there.
But very specifically.
Mm-hmm. I still don't fully know what we're doing on YouTube. I just know that I'm passionate about us moving to YouTube. I said it. Jonah made things happen. It's at Urban Theories on the YouTubes.
Maybe, you know, we talked about this. We said we wanted to have our live shows on YouTube.
Yeah, there we go. So that's what's...
You even put it in
it's
the,
been a week,
your
man.
Discord.
It's been a heckin' week.
Well, you put it in a particular section of your Discord,
yep.
But
yep.
What I was going to say is we
week.
Should, if we're going to do the live shows YouTube, we need to announce that so that way people know where to go to watch them.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go. And, and eventually I'm going to convince Jonah that we should be doing... and Jonah might be hearing this for the first time here, you know, but eventually I'll convince Jonah that we should also do episodes with face cams and also upload those to YouTube. But anyways, which I can also help out with the editing there, Jonah. You can pin this voice message, okay? You can pin this spot right here.
We'll
and
see.
Hold me up to it. And guess what?
We'll see.
Hold me up to it and I'm going to do it.
We'll see.
You know what I mean? I'll do it.
I mean, you can't... First of all...
Yes?
This is the first time I'm hearing about it. You can't just be throwing stuff out there and just be like, well, now people hear about it. Now we got to do it. But also, it's
I might have.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great idea. I know. You don't have to tell me twice. I know.
Well, we will get there. We will get there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I think
so
the most
episode,
important
yeah?
thing right now is, okay, we still have to talk about when. Okay. So, I should have just announced it.
For you.
All right. The announcement is
yes.
Urban Theories has had a YouTube channel for a while, but we haven't announced it or put anything on it. But we are now encouraging you to subscribe to Urban Theories on YouTube. So that's youtube.com/@UrbanTheories.
Yep.
We have that handle where that is where we will have all of the live streams of this podcast going forward. So on YouTube will be where we'll have that. And then I will be over the next several days, weeks or whatever, re-uploading all of our audio ones to YouTube. So that way the whole directory of everything is there as well. So you'll have that there. Actually, I don't know about that. Maybe we'll talk about that. There may be a reason why we shouldn't do that, but we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't do that. There, but the pilot is there.
Well,
if you subscribe to it, the pilot is there.
Yeah, but, pilot be vibing, you know? Listen.
The pilot be vibing. And yeah, I guess that's really it. There's that. We're moving to YouTube, baby. Well, we're not moving to YouTube. We're still going to have the audio one still on all of the podcast catchers that you have. So like Spotify and all those things, which, by the way, Spotify supports video podcasts now.
I'm right.
So that's going to be another thing we'll have to.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
To see if we're going to put it on there.
That's where we're headed. Video. It's coming. Face cam. I'll have to make myself look pretty again, you know? And yeah.
But yeah, there's that. You, where can we find you?
I'm right here.
Lucifer.
You
but
can find
when you're not here, because you're not here all the time, let me tell you.
That's true. Because usually I'm busy fixing problems in Cities Skylines that I started myself. You can find me on
problems that don't exist.
That was what a weekend. A weekend. Twitch.tv/CanadianMoose_ is where you can usually find me Monday, Wednesday, Friday. New YouTube content coming soon. As soon as delivery trucks start, walking to ordering stuff, you know, and then the holidays happening. I digress. Most social media, CanadianMoose_, and soon to be on a new YouTube platform. And, that's CanadianMoose_. Yoda, I'm looking for you, but where can I find you?
You can find me at my Linktree, the Jonah. Just Linktree and then /TheJonah.
You know what? Same for me. I'm also there.
You'll find everything there.
That's such an easy way to do it. Yeah. Yeah. That's
which the last time I think I said was link.tree. It's not.
Is
it's
it?
Not link.tree. It's
not?
Link. No, it's linktree.ee/jump.
Yeah, it is. What the heck is that?
So,
yeah.
Link.
Why is
link
it like that?
Linktr.ee. /TheJonah. Although, honestly, if you Googled Linktree, you would see what the main site is, and then you can just take out whatever comes after it and put /TheJonah or /ACanadianMoose, and you would get to it. If you can't find it, both of those Linktrees are on our Twitch things, which is twitch.tv/TheJonah and twitch.tv/ACanadianMoose_. And if that doesn't work either, it'll be in the show notes of this particular episode, as well as other episodes that come out after this. And the last one. And I think the one before that, too. But not the one before that, because those were our individual links. We have to end this podcast, because I'm hungry.
It's that time. This is going to be a hefty one, Jonah.
It's going to be a thick one.
Yeah, but that's happened.
Remember too, we were recording for a while. Yeah. But like,